are standing up to give another announcement. Amen. I think we can begin the prophesying meeting now. So I know that the saints in Berkeley and also Stanford probably have their own materials. So, you know, I'll try to keep this brief but also enjoyable. So this week in our morning revival, we're covering... Does anyone have it? Maybe we can pull it out. To week 6 of the living in the reality of the kingdom of God. Amen. And maybe we can just read the title all together.
Being watchful in life and faithful in service.
Amen. Being watchful in life and faithful in service. Amen. So this week we're presented with two parables, the parable of the 10 virgins and the parable of the slaves and the talents. So for those of you who are not familiar with these parables, in the parable of the 10 virgins, there's 10 virgins waiting outside for the groom to come. 5 of them are wise and prudent, and 5 of them are foolish and don't bring enough wine to refill their lamps. So as the night goes on, their lamps burn out, they have to go and buy more, the groom comes, and they're left outside, and it's really sad. In the parable of the talents and the slaves, there's 3 slaves, and their master is going away. So he gives 1 slave 5, the other slave 2, and the last slave 1 talent. And these are basically like portions of money or treasure. And then the first slave works really hard and doubles his master's investment, gets 10 talents, I believe. And so master says, great, now enter in the joy of your master. The second slave also doubles his master's money, brings about 4 talents, and his master says, well done, enjoy, enter into the joy of your master. But the last slave just dug a big hole, shoved the talent in there, and let it, you know, sit. And so when the master comes back, he's like, what did you do with this 1 talent? What were you doing this entire time I was gone? So this is the context for our sharing and our enjoyment this week, these 2 parables that we can enter into together. And the thing that really brings them together is that both of them are related, likened to the kingdom of the heavens. Actually, we were talking about this the other day. It's a simile. He uses the word like, right? These things are like the kingdom of the heavens, right? These are being related to the kingdom of the heavens. And so, given that they're both about the kingdom of the heavens, what exactly is the relationship between these 2 parables? One of them is about being prudent, buying the oil, you know, being consistent and watchful, right? And the other one is about working hard and making sure that the talents of the Lord is apportioned for you, right? That you have some return for when the Lord comes back. Yeah. Both of them result with those who do the right thing entering into the joy of their master.
Amen.
Right? 5 of them, the wise virgins, get to be in the feast. And the 2, you know, prudent slaves, you know, they enter into the joy of their master. And so this is a really blessed thing. We want to be those who enter into this joy. So we know that... Sorry, I lost my spot. So what exactly then is the relationship between these 2? Well, actually, in the outline that's given in our morning revival material, we actually are given the answer. It says... Actually, in Roman numeral 2, part C, that our serving of the Lord should always proceed out of Him and be through Him as the means and power and be unto Him for His glory.
Amen. Amen.
So in the first one, we see that we need to constantly be filled with the oil, which is the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. Amen. We need to always make sure that we have this reserve, that we're paying the price to buy oil,
right,
so that our lamps will always be lit. And this lit lamp is actually the expression of God. Who doesn't want to be shining forth like God? Who doesn't want to be shining and glorious like God? Right? So we need to be careful to always have this extra portion of oil to be burning. And this relates to our service. Because the talents, they're not just about, you know, doing a bunch of really great stuff and bringing things back for the Lord, right? It's not just about doing works. We know that works by themselves are dead. Actually, these things are completely intricately related to one another. To truly serve the Lord, to truly do business for Him, you also need to buy this oil. You need to serve. out of the spirit that's within you.
Amen.
Actually, as JT and I were praying and considering over this outline, a verse really came out that we were really enjoying, 1 Corinthians 15:58, and I can just read it to you. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Amen.
On one hand, right? Like, so many times, right? Like, I just feel like I'm so results-oriented. And actually, this is like, this is how I am at work too, right? It's like, I love the satisfaction of getting a job done, you know? I love Excel sheets. I love delivering reports. I just love getting things done. And it's really easy to adopt that attitude in church life. And have a lot of self-pride. I serve this meeting. I help coordinate this event. I've done such a good work. But saints, haven't we all had the experience where we do that, and it's like 10 p.m. and you recognize, oh, but did I really touch the Lord in any of that? Did I really feel like I was coordinating with the Lord? Was I cooperating with the Lord?
Yeah.
And honestly, in my personal experience, that's something that happens way too often. I'm just like, wow, Lord, I did all these things for you, but actually, you weren't in a single one of them.
Wow.
I did not have any oil in my lamp. I just pushed through my natural strength, and I am not going to enter into the joy of my master.
Mm-hmm.
But likewise, you know, perhaps you're laboring over someone or a certain thing or a certain responsibility, and it's going nowhere. It's a mess. Everything's falling apart. You know, you can't find the Excel sheet. You can't, you know, somebody doesn't have a ride, you know, and it's like, or you're ministering to somebody and they just are not interested in hearing what you have to say. They're like, eh, right? And what a frustrating experience that can be, right? I mean, who has gone to, like, a lunch with somebody expecting the best, right? Expecting glory! And then they just are like, I don't know about this whole Jesus thing, right? It's such a demoralizing experience. But in this verse, it says, be steadfast, immovable, knowing that your labor is not in vain.
Amen.
If we take care of our spiritual connection, if we take care to really be paying the price, to deal with ourselves, to make sure that we are full of this Holy Spirit of God, then our work is not in vain.
Amen.
Even if we're not doing a great, even if we are not good at our job, right? Our work is not in vain.
Amen.
If you have no idea how to preach the gospel, and you go out there, and you're mumbling over your words, and the person you're talking to just walks away because you haven't said a single word to them, it doesn't matter. That's not in vain.
Amen.
Amen. And I think I would just like to finish up, as we were preparing for this, I was reminded of Matthew 7:22, right? 22 and 23, I don't know if you all know this on top of your head, but it says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, was it not in your name that we prophesied, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name did many works of power? And the Lord's response in verse 23 is, and I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. The Lord doesn't deny that they did these things. They did do these things, right? They prophesied. That's amazing, right? They cast out demons. The things that they did were outwardly incredible. These were the works of, this is like what Jesus did. They basically carried out the testimony of Jesus. But the Lord says to them, no, you were workers of lawlessness. Right? And so, I mean, there's so many things in this outline that are really just rich that I would love to bring out. Unfortunately, I have a time limit and we need to leave time for you all to share. But I think I would just like to impress on you all this matter. Actually, you need to buy the oil and you need to serve diligently and faithfully.
Amen.
You can't do one or the other, and it seems like, oh, you have to serve in your spirit. You have to. It seems like something that's brought up again and again. But actually, I was just so touched seeing that these parables cannot be separated from one another.
Yeah.
These parables are in the same chapter.
Yeah.
They are next to each other because they are intimately related. Let us buy the oil, but let us also labor and be good and faithful slaves of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Do we have anyone on piano? So, we have many saints here today. more than normal, so maybe we can limit our sharing to 2 minutes.
Amen.
And especially since we have a lot of visitors who probably have their own material, we would encourage you all just to share whatever you want.
Right.
From your revival, from your experiences on this trip so far. I know you guys have just only flown here. Amen. Even that can be a testimony. But we would just encourage you all also to share. Because this is a prophesying meeting. You're here to prophesy, to build up the house of God.
Amen.
Amen. So, yeah, this is Brother Richard. I just follow up this brother. And I'm going to talk about a very, very basic, you know, life thing. You know, so first, so good to see the saints visiting from California. Yeah. So, I want to read the numero one. For life, we need oil, the Spirit of God, and even His Philip.
Yeah.
So here we talk about life. We talk about the Spirit of God. So I'm so encouraged to see, you know, so many saints visiting, right? From like, you know, some part of New Jersey and some part of California. So when you come here, actually the inside of you has God's Spirit and your human spirit. With a believing heart, with trusting to the Lord. So that's very, very valuable. So that one is the basis for our to live the virgin life for the Lord's testimony. That's also a great thing. There's a tons of life you can live with, right? You can live with a life with a lot of ChatGPT, right? You can live a lot of life with gaming, right? And you can live a lot of life with worry. Deep in the night, you can live a life down to the pit. You just cannot control it, right? But here, that says, live a life, live the virgin life. The pure to the Creator. Pure to the Almighty God. And being faithful. That's a great testimony for this age. So this age, we need more like a powerful trusting to the Lord. Yeah, my time is just one more sentence. Yeah. That's the beginning. And then the second is the service. So with that life, do the service. Because you guys just travel here. It's a service.
Amen.
You need to pack. You need to catch the plane on time. And you arrive and being coordinated. This is a service. So I'm so glad to see you all. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, the church in Berkeley, we're going through a Holy Word for Morning Revival on 1st and 2nd Peter. As the two brothers that just were sharing, I just received some light from the Lord about this verse I was appreciating in 2 Peter. 2 Peter 2:5 says, or there's this phrase where Peter's saying, you yourselves are built up as a spiritual house into a holy priesthood. And I appreciate that even here we see this aspect of our life as the prudent virgins. We are only in God's house in virtue of our being born again, regenerated. But Peter says, built up as a spiritual house, but this house being built up as a priesthood, a holy priesthood. And that's in regards to our service as the slaves. One thing I've been appreciating is that we cannot separate our enjoyment of the Lord being filled with the oil with our service. I have this concept on the Lord's Day. Am I enjoying at the table meeting or am I serving? And these things are very separate. If I'm serving, I'm like ushering or I'm passing elements, but then if I'm at the table, I'm enjoying the Lord. But I appreciate that we cannot separate our enjoyment from our serving. Actually, our enjoyment in the meeting issues in our service in the meeting. Meaning our enjoyment of the Lord ministers Christ to the other members. We serve the Lord in the meeting by following the Spirit, helping the saints enter into their spirit and join the Lord, but also in our more like official service, whether it's like cleaning or ushering, we usher saints into their spirit.
Amen.
So I really appreciate the priesthood. It has this dual aspect. One of our enjoyment, the priests enjoy the offerings, which is Christ himself, but the priests also serve in the household of God. And these things cannot be separated. If we want to enter into the wedding feast, or if we want to enter into the joy of our Master.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This week, we, as a Christian, we need to become like a virgins. It's pure to the Lord. And the virgins bring the lamb. It's mentioning here, it's need to bring the lamb. It means that we live in dark ages. So we need to bring the lamb. If it's not in dark ages, we don't need to bring the lamb. And we need to be shining. We need also to buy the oil. Mentioned here that we need to become not foolish. Foolish is in day two, it's mentioned in Ephesians. Do not understand the will of God.
Right.
And drink the wine.
Right.
But we need to become the prudent virgin.
Yeah.
That is filled with the Spirit.
Yeah.
And speak in song. In our heart, filled with a lot of God's word. So when we're speaking, it's something solemn, it's beautiful words that encourage the people.
Amen.
Also, spiritual song. We are filled with the God's word. We sing a lot of spiritual song to the Lord. And do not quench the Spirit.
Amen.
Do not reject to come to the meeting. And our heart filled with joy in Thessalonians. It's rejoice always.
Amen.
Because we filled with the word of the Lord, we rejoice always.
Amen.
Pray unceasingly is, oh Lord Jesus, I need to exercise to pray unceasingly. And in regard of the slave, the one that really make me happy this week is what? Regardless, Brother Watchmani or Brother Witness Lee, we will get the same reward if we are faithful.
Right.
Even though we are one talent, we will have same reward. Brother and sisters, so regardless our function, but God gave us one talent. One talent is 3,000 denaries. It's 10 years our salary. It's not small amount. It's a lot. So our God is not stingy. God gave us all the gift, and we need to become a popcorn. Meaning, everybody like a popcorn.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
So from the moment we believed and were regenerated, believed in the Lord, we became virgins, and we became slaves.
Amen.
So Matthew 25:1 says that we need to be watchful to pay the price to buy the oil.
Right.
Otherwise, we're foolish, and if we're watchful, then we're prudent. And Matthew 24:45 says that who then is the faithful and prudent slave who the master set over his household to give food at the proper time?
Amen.
So here we have the... So both verses have the word prudent. Prudence means to be considerate towards the future. So we will settle accounts with the Lord. We will settle accounts as a virgin, to whether we paid the price to buy the oil, to have our lamps, to have our vessels full of oil. And then we will also settle accounts regarding our service matter, so that we either we have a reward or we'll suffer punishment. Anyway, Matthew 24:45 says, give food. Give food. So from the day we're regenerated till the day that we're with the Lord or the day He returns, we need we definitely have one service. We need to do two things. Watch. Watch means pray. We need to be watchful and pray.
Amen.
And pay the then we need to be giving food.
Right. Amen.
So we always have a service.
Amen.
We need to give food.
Amen.
Give one another food.
Amen.
Well, don't say you don't have a service.
Yeah.
We always have a service.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we, our being watchful is also our getting food, and then we can give food.
Amen.
Amen.
I also want to share a little bit about this week's morning revival. I was very touched by the word "be watchful." I'd rather say, no matter the prudent virgin or the slave who get 5 talents or 1 talent, it just reminds me a little bit about my experience in the past 1 week. Because my manager was out for vacation 2 weeks ago. She will be out for the whole month, basically leaving everything for me and another, her direct report, to take care of all her projects to manage. At the very beginning, I was thinking, oh, yeah, when my manager was out before she left, she did kind of just letting us know what you need to do in the following 1 month. And when I'm back from vacation, hopefully I didn't see everything in a mess. At the time, I was thinking, oh, yeah, of course, this is my job, and I need to take all my responsibilities to make sure everything gets prepared. So I will be very watchful for all the tasks, all the project I'm managing. Even I need to do something beyond my own possibility because I need to replace part of my manager's work. At the time, I feel like, oh, this week's this slave with his master going aboard to take care of his property exactly kind of match with my experience. I feel like if my manager on the earth have the authority, to make me to work diligently, like currently Lord is not physically with us, but we only have the Holy Spirit. How exactly can we be watchful without this physical reminder? So I was thinking, oh, just like Brad said, we can only pray by spending more time with the Lord, and when we read His word, then we can be reminded, be watchful.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The 10 virgins actually signify all the Christians in the world, right? So, but 5 of them will be left behind, right? Maybe we are here, we all believers, but maybe some of us might be left behind. Why? Because we are not watchful. We are not actually probably praying. I have a student, and he told me he was a Christian. And I said to him, do you eat today? It was the morning. Do you have breakfast today? And then he realized what I was asking. He said, he's a college student. And you mean read the Bible? He said, well, I pray. But did you eat? Did you eat the word? He said, no, I didn't have time. See, this is the problem, that we pray. Everybody pray. My daughter always said, honey, do you read the Bible? Do you eat? I pray. Everybody prays, right? But in order for us to be filled up, to be our overcomer, we need to fill our vessels with oil. We need to be our vessel, because our vessel is our soul. You see, a lot of people just pray, but we've been saved already. We have the Spirit, we have the lamp shining, but we need to fill our vessel. So saints, we need to fill our vessel. Having the filling of the Holy Spirit is obtained at cost. Mm-hmm. Such a giving of the world, dealing with yourself, loving the Lord above all, and counting all things close for Christ. The problem here is that we love ourselves too much. Yeah. I think we love ourselves too much. And this self, loving self, is pride. We're proud. We're going to have it until the day we die, because it's the venom of the serpent that is serpent to the human race. Saying the only way we can hate this self is as we die with Christ and resurrect with Christ. We need to deny the self so Christ could live. Without that, we cannot really fill our vessels. We need to deny the self. Saints, I know we're proud. We're going to have that. It's a venom that nothing we can do until the day we die. But Christ is victorious. He defeated the self on the cross. Amen. Right? The flesh, the world, and everything. Yeah. What do you do? Do you are good only when you are in church? You need to love your neighbor. You need to know your classmates. You need to know those ones that don't know Christ so you can preach the word to them. You know, if you don't eat, you cannot tell them about Christ. You cannot preach the word. So you need to eat every day Christ so we can help those ones in the darkness so they can come to light. Praise the Lord.
Amen. So Berkeley actually went through the same morning revival a couple weeks ago. So I'll just speak a little bit on what I remember in that fellowship during that time. I remember in that week, I actually had a question of what does being watchful in life has to do with being faithful in service. I feel like while I was reading it, oh, this feels like these are two different matters, right? But after fellowshipping with an older brother, I realized that these two things come from the same source. Yeah. We actually, both of these things require us to be completely saturated in our spirit and actually follow the Lord's inner anointing in order to achieve both of these things. Romans 12, 6 and 7 says, "And having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the portion of faith, or service, let us be faithful in that service, or he who teaches in that teaching." Saints, I appreciate that it says, let us be faithful in that service, let us be faithful to the portion of faith. It didn't say, oh, we need to be good in service, or need to be strong in service, or how well we need to do certain things in X, Y, and Z. No. In our service, we need to be faithful.
Amen.
I think I appreciated that. I feel like a lot of the times in my personal experience, when I'm dealing with services and things around the church and the Lord, I actually find myself, it's actually very easy to not be in spirit while doing it, because it's oftentimes it's easy to think, oh, I'm doing this for my Lord. But actually, that opinion comes from the mind. Yeah. And now I'm all of a sudden not serving in faithfulness and not serving with and together with the Lord, right?
Yeah.
So I think I just appreciated this week that it is a good reminder that things adjacent in the Lord can often distract us from the Lord. However, we need to, I guess, be saturated with Him. Just turn back to Him and say, Lord, I need you to be with me in this service.
Amen.
Lord, accompany me while I do this thing and that thing.
Amen.
Lord, accompany me while I speak out with the saints and to the saints.
Amen.
Lord, be the speaking and doing in me.
Amen.
Also appreciate the word watchful, you know. So the Lord's charge to the virgin is to watch, right? So on the one hand, you know, it's watching for the Lord's return, right? The bridegroom is not with us, the master is not with us. On the one hand, we need to watch for that. But I also appreciated that to be watchful is also to be like alert with how we use our time,
right?
How we spend our time, because the Lord's charge to us is also to redeem the time.
Yes. Amen.
In Ephesians 5, he says, okay, let me just read this to you. He says, look, therefore, carefully how you walk.
Yes.
Not as unwise, but as wise.
Yes.
Right? Not as the foolish virgin, but as the wise virgin.
Yes. Yeah.
Redeeming the time, because the days are evil.
Yes.
Therefore, do not be foolish,
but understand what the will of the Lord is.
Amen.
Right? So the foolish virgins, in a sense, they were not watchful over how they used their time.
Right.
What did they do with their time every day?
Yes.
You know? How did they spend their days?
Yes.
The wise ones, the prudent ones, they were watchful to buy the oil. Right?
Yes.
So the word redeeming the time, it means seizing every favorable opportunity, right? You have a few minutes here, you have a few minutes there, you're walking to class, you can just call on the Lord.
Amen.
I appreciate on this trip, we were waiting for our rental cars, you know, and the students, we have a book that we're reading. We seize the opportunity to buy some more oil, to put a little more of the word into us.
Yes.
It says the days are evil, and this says, this means every day is an evil day full of pernicious things that cause our time to be used ineffectively, to be reduced and to be taken away.
Yes.
Everything in this world just wants to eat at our time.
Yes.
Therefore, we must walk wisely that we may redeem the time, seeing every available opportunity.
Yes.
Yeah, so every spring break trip we read a ministry book together, and this time we're reading Enjoying Christ as the Word and the Spirit Prepared. I appreciate that the brother brought out that we need to be in the Word. Actually, in this book says, Christ is first revealed to us as the Word. And in His resurrection, He was transferred from the Word into the Spirit. Therefore, experience of Christ is an experience of constantly transferring the Word into the Spirit.
Amen.
I appreciate in this book, it gives us examples of how the disciples, when Jesus was on the earth, read the Lord by being with Him. And actually, our reading the Word is us realizing what God, what kind of a God we have and who Christ is to us.
Amen.
But it doesn't stop there. We must transfer this Word into the Spirit.
Yeah.
And here it says that when the Lord Jesus died and resurrected, before, in between the four Gospels and the beginning of Acts, there was 10 days of prayer. So actually, for us to transfer the Word into our spirit, we need to pray.
Yeah.
And recently, I just prayed with my companion, and we just realized that the few times that we come before the Word, we just try in our mind, and it's really hard for us to get an experience. And it's actually because we forget to pray. I just appreciate how this book tells us that it is really by prayer that this Word can be transferred into our spirit.
Amen.
I just really want to follow what the sisters just shared, actually what the brother mentioned before, too. I think we realize now that as believers, we have this dual status, right? One is a matter of life, and the other is a matter of service.
Yeah.
And the key word for life is watchfulness, watchful. And so watchfulness, actually, like mentioned, is the same as redeeming. And if you look at the Greek word and redeeming the time in 5:16, that time is not in the sense of minutes and hours, but it's opportunities. So the note says, seizing every favorable opportunity.
Yeah.
So this really touched me because, you know, we're all stages, different stages of life. But no matter what stage of life you're in, you know, we all have the same conclusion. I'm just so busy, right? I'm so busy with this, with that. But I realize it's not about, you know, we all have 24 hours in a day. Nobody has more. But it's this little opportunities that we have. I really appreciate that testimony. When you're waiting in line, what do? Oh, the Lord convicts me, right? Shines on me. Sometimes you're waiting in line, checking out. Oh, so easy, right? We swipe left, we swipe right, right? We're checking something, but then all of a sudden, we were supposed to spend 1 minute, it became 10 minutes, it became 1 hour. The age is evil.
Right.
The enemy of this age, he's pernicious. To what? To waste our time. And so we have to be watchful. You know, in the reading in day two, Brother Lee's asking, are you praying? Are you enjoying? And, you know, the parable in Matthew 25, we need to read that also with the story of the two men in the field and two women grinding. You know, it's not a matter of what they were doing, but one was taken and one was left. And so I believe they were seizing a certain opportunity there.
Yeah.
So when you're working, maybe you're praying. You know, we shouldn't have the concept, oh, it's only when we're in the meetings or I'm in a conference. But there's so many opportunities, brothers and sisters. When we're driving, we could be enjoying.
Amen.
Okay, I'll just finish with this.
you know, at the end of Ephesians 5, it says being filled in spirit.
Amen.
Right? To speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
Amen.
That's the way to pay the price.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
To buy the oil.
Yeah.
Is what? It's to be speaking.
Amen.
It's to be praying. And bringing the word into our daily living. Right? It's to be singing. In all of these ways, when we are enjoying the Lord, we can buy the oil. Amen.
Amen. Okay, all right. Just very quickly, since Shepherd mentioned about not having time, I think a lot of times, most of the times, we feel like we don't have enough time. Actually, not just the older people, even five-year-olds, they don't have time. Especially when you ask them to do something related to house chores.
Yeah.
No time. So when you're old, you don't have time. When you're young, you don't have time.
Yeah.
So this is where we need a vision of what, that there will be a judgment.
Yeah.
There will be a time when the Lord comes, He will settle account with us. So related to Matthew 25, actually not just Berkeley, but the whole NorCal, all the churches are going through the books of 1st and 2nd Peter. Related that God has a government and He will judge. In 1 Peter 4:17 says, "For it is time for the judgment to begin from the house of God."
Amen.
We will be the first one to be judged by God.
Amen.
And the way He judges is actually pretty interesting. In the Holy Word for Morning Revival, day one, here in this portion, He talks about Daniel 5, about Belshazzar, this Babylonian king. He was basically was defiling the temple of God. And was using the vessels from God's temple for his own use, for debauchery, for entertainment. Anyway, and then eventually there was a writing on the wall. I think that we have this expression. Anyway, there are four words, and one of the words was interpreted in verse 26, and the word is tekel or T-E-K-E-L, okay? And the verse says, to Belshazzar, "You have been weighed in the scales and found to be lacking." So, at the judgment seat of God, there will be, in a sense, there will be a scale. All of us will be stepping on it. And it will show is the amount of Christ that we have gained in our lifetime. So hopefully this will be a sobering word to all of us.
Amen.
We will seize the opportunity to gain Christ.
Amen.
So in that day, when we step on that scale, it will show Christ.
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
Hopefully you won't say, "Well, not enough Christ." Amen.
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 We'll be gay now.
Again. Tuan.
Oh, yeah. How do you know my Chinese name?
Amen. We have a watchful virgin, right? We also have a slave. So this message teaches the key. Only 7 points. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Tell us how to be a good servant, good slave. Amen. Because I talk too much to you, so I just mentioned the inward motive for the serving the Lord is our love for Him.
Amen.
Amen. His parents served me in the college. That time I didn't marry. His father and mother used to be serving the college student. Just right now, he did, and Shepherd.
I didn't marry. I don't have a shepherd. I used to come to the meeting. I used to put him on my shoulder. Today he forget me. But that's a blessing. The serving the college center still, Lord prepare a lot of a phrase for servant. Continue living. Because the parents love the Lord.
Amen.
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 I say these worries really help us to be a good servant. Amen. He consecrated to the Lord to be a servant in the college.
Amen.
That's why I tell shepherd, go, go, go. Oh, amen.
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 Amen. I was very touched by brothers and sisters sharing. Actually, seeing Phoebe, I'm so happy. I don't know if I can describe like within 2 minutes, but I still remember the first time I saw her, probably 11 years ago. Her parents brought her here to from Singapore, if I remember, or to see the college. And then the year after she came and Mary is there. Back then, Mary was leaving, so we were like so sad. So who can serve young people with us? And then Phoebe came. And you know, it's interesting that I think that sometimes if you don't have a car, that's really a blessing from the Lord. Because what we did, basically, you know, like Tuesday, we pick her up and drop her off, you know, a prayer meeting. And Friday, small group meeting, pick her up and drop her off. And then Saturday, young people's meeting. And Lord's Day, now I don't remember who picked her up. But I think that, you know, this week's message is, or the title of this conference is Living in the Reality of the Kingdom of God. It's really about our living, our daily life. So when we talk about watchful, when we talk about faithful, this is really within the realm of the kingdom. So I think that, you know, in the world there are like many clubs, they probably would help each other too, right? But I think that I have to say we are different. Because what we have done or what we have been doing, no matter what, if it is related to spiritual things, it will last to eternity. So I was very touched by Peter sharing, you know, our labor is not in vain.
Amen.
Truly, our labor is not in vain. Every day we are sowing seeds. If we are sowing seeds to the world, we will see some blossoming, right? So maybe, you know, we will get promotion. Maybe we get good grades. Maybe we go to good school. But if we sow seeds in a spiritual life, so it seems like, you know, I still remember when Phoebe left. I was so sad. I was like, who else is coming? But then now you can see that she brings back 36 people. So, you know, maybe we're showing seeds here. But, you know, blossoming actually happens other places. This is the preciousness of the body. This is the preciousness of the kingdom. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The way that to be watchful, right? We have two parables. One that is of life, filling our vessels with oil, right? The lamp, the Spirit of the Lord, is where the Spirit dwells, right? And this lamp, all the virgins had a lamp, but some of them, the light was going out. But the others, they had oil in the vessel. And this we see that is our life. This is how we pay the price to have the oil. And so what is this life? You know, the life is every single day. The three keys that we studied in the previous messages, right? The three keys. So lock the three gates. The three keys is to take the cross. And what is the cross? To do the will of the Father. To know the will of the Father, we have to spend time with Him. We actually have to know the Father.
Amen.
And then we have to follow His lead. We have to take the cross, right? That's not so much of a suffering if we know the will of the Father. So we have to deny ourselves. And also, the big one is to not enjoy the soul life, the faculties of the soul life that we love so much. And important that we see that these virgins, they were coming out of the world.
Yeah.
They were coming out of the world. Okay. Every day, the losing of the soul life is coming out of the world.
Amen.
Right? And to come into the service, because the life is for the service.
Amen.
And the service without the life is empty.
Yeah.
So both go together.
Amen.
So, you know, there's an example of our brother Lee, who someone had an accident and he immediately wanted to go see him, but he had no peace. Because, well, isn't it normal? You know, someone had an accident, we should go and visit. But he had no peace because if the Lord maybe didn't want him at that point, maybe someone else. We don't understand some things. But when we're attuned and very keen to the Lord, then we can follow His lead and we can serve according to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Arrive, right? I have to, you know, start the car, start the engine,
and step on the gas, right, and move to the destination. Today, our life is similar like this. Just turn on our switch, turn on our being to be open to the word of God so we can receive and receive fully. Depends on how much we open to the Lord and to the body and to the saints. It was amazing when we heard there like 40 or 39 saints are coming from UC Berkeley. Oh, we don't know how to react, you know. On one hand, we're so happy, excited, you know, who they are and what they look, you know, how rich they are. On the other hand, oh, there are lots of work too. Recent, you know, we prepare lots of meals and, you know, like coordination, this and that. But they are what? The second point is the Lord already, for the service and for work, we need the talent, the spiritual gift, that we may be equipped as a good slave to accomplish what the Lord intends to accomplish. The Lord has already delivered the possessions to us. Amen. Which is gospel truth and believers. It's all of you, dear saints, and 36, but you are the Lord grant us the possessions today. And thank you for the opportunity. We can serve you, and you serve us too. When we pick up our two guests last night, we feel like, you know, the Lord's presence with them and supply us and encourage us too. So, I'm sorry, very quickly, my experience this week is, Lord, I want to be renewed.
Amen.
Outward and inward, like day four. We need to be renewed within. Not only, we also need to, we need the outward activities. Amen. This indicates that we need both the inward renewing and the outward service.
Amen.
We need to be turned. The cake needs to be turned for the Lord's purpose. Amen. So be open and enjoy the word of God and be renewed. Are we renewed today?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The Lord bless us all.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, first, I just want to say thank you for hosting us. We really appreciate all the services, the food. But I guess I just want to speak briefly about what the Northern California States Saints got into last night. We had a planning time with Nutley, and I think the church in Millburn, the church in Fairlawn, some other churches were there, but the material we got into was Christ as our shepherd. And something else that the people on this trip do is that we actually have to write... We write a short blog post. We're assigned a day, but really we want to talk about what we enjoyed that day. And so two aspects that I enjoyed last night. One, that Christ is our shepherd. Really, he comforts our souls. He supplies us in our spirit. But Psalm 94:19, when my disquieting thoughts within me are many, your comfortings delight my soul. So he helps direct our thoughts, he comforts our emotions, and he also cares for our will. But another aspect that I was kind of, I think was newly newly brought up to me was the fact that he also leads us. And sometimes, you know, we have a bunch of our own thoughts and we have our own wants, and sometimes we're complaining to the Lord. But he's just there to listen to us, and he slowly leads us the right way. One example that that our reading brought up was that of the two brothers in Luke 24, who they're walking to a village in Emmaus. Sorry, yeah. And they meet the Lord there after the Lord is resurrected, and they're walking with them. But they're talking about all that's gone on, and it's not until they get to the village and they realize they've been talking to the Lord that they also then realize they need to immediately go back to Jerusalem. And just reading the footnote, it brings out that they needed to return to Jerusalem because Jerusalem was the place where the resurrected Savior wanted his disciples to remain before the day of Pentecost. And so in one aspect, the Lord can comfort us in every situation, but also in situations where he plans to lead and guide us, he is also very faithful to support us.
Amen. We have a little more time left, so we encourage those who are visiting to share. But we encourage more to share. I think we have some saints from other parts of in the area too, so we'll cut it down to 1 minute, 15 seconds.
Amen.
So we encourage all to share.
Amen.
And then we'll end.
Amen.
Something that Brother Peter said that really struck me was that works are dead without faith. And I think Christianity is a really complicated religion. Like, we have an idea that we need to do a lot of labor and service, but then we also have the day of rest and Sabbath, right? We have times when we need to let go and trust in the Lord, and there's times when we need to do our own things. And I think it can be hard to strike a balance and know when to do what or when not to do what. But I think the important thing that has been brought up a lot throughout our prophesying is that in the end, we need to trust in the Lord, right? We have the Bible. We have the Word. The Word is God, right? John 1:1. And we have prayer. We have fellowship. We have service. We have so many resources to be filled with the Spirit, but sometimes we just rely on our own human understanding and thoughts, right? We're like, oh, maybe if I do this or do it this way, then it'll work out properly, and then there's this loophole, and then this verse says this, and that verse says that. But in the end of the day, at the end of the day, all we have to do is sit down with the Lord, right? He will come to us, and He can talk to us, and He can guide us. He's our shepherd, right? And we can just follow what He says instead of resorting to our human mind. I think there's some verse in Corinthians that says, like, as humans, we can never understand the higher orders and understandings of the Lord, right? He created this vast universe with so much detail. So, yeah, that's just what I wanted to share.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I also really enjoyed the fellowship last night about Christ being the shepherd and overseer of our soul. So this is the verses from 1 Peter 2:25. It says, "For you were like sheep being led astray, but you have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." And I was reflecting on my college experience. There are just so many times where I feel like I'm just going astray. I'm just going the wrong way. And just like what Brother Alex mentioned in Luke 24, these two disciples, they were walking the wrong way. But for the way the Lord shepherded them was going along with them and walking with them. And if I remember correctly, he walked around 7 miles. And that's really a long distance, even for today, 7 miles. But that's the way he shepherds us. He walks along with us, and then he shepherds our emotion, mind, emotion, and will, and causes us to return to him. And I just really appreciate this is the way that he shepherds us.
Amen.
Amen. In our Bible study that we have on campus, we went over Philippians 3, and there was the matter of counting all things as loss for the Lord Jesus. And actually, the word pursue comes up in Philippians 3, verse 12. It says, "Not that I have already obtained or am already perfected, but I pursue, amen, if even I may lay hold of that for which I also have been laid hold of by Christ Jesus." Amen. And this was revealed that in Greek, this is the same word in Greek, translates to pursue and persecute. And we went over how persecute is like the encompassing idea of rapid, energetic motion to follow someone. And, you know, so when we are told to, you know, press on, pursue him, it's that rapid, energetic, that, you know, that urge to gain the Lord, to finally lay hold of him eventually. But it should not be a passive thing. It should definitely be something we activate our spirit to do.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Am I being filled with the Spirit? Am I like have that or totally that in the Spirit? So we are pursued like being a living person in the light of the Lord. So, but how to be watchful? And is it too hard for us? I think from our experience lately, Brother Simon and I, we encourage one another. Actually, we can start to turn to the Lord from very little small things, like from the early morning, just not to pick up the phone, not to grab the phone, just put it aside. Practice, turn to the Lord by like calling His name.
Amen.
And that you will eventually, or even listen to some messages or some hymns, it will help you definitely turn to the Lord. And you find out you know more death. And also, and that will even make us to, because living in this age, the cell phone could be really terrible and can distract us from the Lord. And make our enjoyment, like keep our enjoyment to the Lord, just be away from his, the enjoyment to him. So just be watchful from like even this very small thing. So, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're so happy that many are visiting us today. We also enjoy your portions. Hopefully you redeem some time this morning by sharing your portions. But I believe in your trip you will have many more opportunities. Let us keep grasping the opportunities.
Amen.
And your coming, I'm not sure if you realize or not, is really an encouragement to us.
Yeah.
Just in case you haven't noticed. It's very good to have traffic in New Jersey, and we're just so happy. But I think we do have to just conclude the meeting, and I'll just very briefly share that from this week's Morning Revival, Saints. Oh Lord, hallelujah. I appreciate what our brother brought out. He's calling us today, especially in the last age, to be watchful, right? And to also be faithful in service.
Amen.
What is the reason? It's because he's coming back.
Amen.
Says he's coming back.
Amen.
Amen.
He needs to come back and he wants to come back. But he needs first to have a kingdom today.
Right.
He needs a beachhead, right? He needs someone who can actually usher him the way.
Right.
He needs the church to rise up,
yes,
to be this kingdom today.
Amen.
So that he can usher from the age of grace, right? He can usher the age of grace into the age of kingdom.
Right.
That is what's on his heart.
Right.
And he is for that purpose. He needs us to do two things, right? I think we'll touch it this morning. Actually, let me go backwards. Actually, in a matter of faithful in service, what are we serving today? Mm-hmm. I really appreciate it from this week. Our service today is not... Yes, we have the practical services, right? But our primary service, in principle,
yes,
is that we must save sinners and minister Christ to others.
Amen.
And to bring sinners as full-grown to God.
Amen.
For the building of the body.
Yes.
So that he can have his kingdom today.
Right.
So our service is the service of the gospel.
Yes.
That's number one, to save sinners. And then service is also to bring many as full grown.
Right.
By ministering Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
How do we minister Christ? How do we speak Christ to one another? Many share already, right? We need to be filled with Christ first.
Yes.
If we cannot be filled, our whatever issues out of our being in our quote unquote services is not gonna bring the building.
Right.
It's not gonna count it for the building of the body and for the kingdom.
Right.
So this week, yes, it is so, it's such a sobering word that we will pay the price.
Amen.
Pay the price.
Amen.
Oh, I really appreciate our brothership. Everyone is so busy. You know, we have our newborn, Scott, and a little girl, Grace. Grace is turning 3 years old very soon. She's busy. She's busy by what? Learn how to grow up. She's busy growing up as a three-year-old. Everyone's busy. But saints, even though the Lord is calling us to cooperate so that he can have his kingdom, he has also provided us. I appreciate this. The Spirit.
Amen.
In the Spirit. It was brought out this week. There's not just life supply, happiness. He has a lot of things. But I appreciate it. There's resurrection.
Amen.
How do we serve without being discouraged? How do we steadfast, be immovable? How do we know that our labor is not in vain? When we touch the Spirit, when we feel like it is impossible, right? We trust
in the resurrection life that will operate in us and operate in the ones that we minister Christ to.
Amen.
We don't look at the outward situations. Seemingly everything is disappointing. But we trust that this life will operate. It's this life that will usher us into the enjoyment and that will usher us, usher in the kingdom in the church life today.
Amen.
So, amen. I think, may we be those, right, who will pay the price to buy the oil.
Amen.
So that he can really have his kingdom today.
Amen.
And we will not blessed be those who are speaking forth Christ.
Amen.
In season and out of season.
Amen.
So I think we can just end here. We'll have some prayer. So pray some prayer.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you for the meeting today.
Amen.
Help us to pay the price.
Amen.
To buy the oil.
Amen.
I want to be those to redeem the time.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
Make us those who would grasp every favorable opportunity.
Amen.
Lord, just pay the price and buy the oil.
Amen.
Day by day, just as we seek the opportunity.
Amen.
Lord, be constituted with God.
Amen.
In our spirit.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy on us.
That we
pay
the price.
Amen.
Because of you.
Amen.
Most beautiful one.
Amen.
Continue to look away unto you.
Amen.
One of us.
Right.
So we're drawn together after you, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Lord, you're the most precious one.
Amen.
Lord, you are our bridegroom.
Amen.
You are our beloved.
Amen.
So we would spend the time with you.
Amen.
We would be filled with you.
Amen.
Filled in spirit.
Right.
Have mercy on us, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we want to redeem these opportunities.
Amen. Amen.
You're our dear bridegroom.
Amen.
That we can be your virgins.
Amen.
Because pure towards you.
Yeah.
Be watchful.
Right.
Be filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
So make us faithful slaves.
Amen.
We will not bury the talent that you have given us.
Yes.
Lord, to trade and, Lord, bring more to you.
Yeah.
For your building.
Amen.
Run us and attract us to enjoy you.
Amen.
To gain you in daily life.
Amen. Amen.
Be,
we can go to the next room, you know, get some lunch, and we have more fellowship.
I'm asking if you want to know where the balance is.
I already went to that.
Oh, yeah.
Do we look for it in the morning?
If you want some water, though.
Yeah, water. Yeah, I'll show you where
to
go.
Oh, come to me.
Oh, so they just
one last